I invite you to turn to Ephesians chapter 5, read from verses 15 to 20. 164 is an incredible hymn. The bleeding sacrifice on my behalf appears before the Father, and His Spirit answers to the blood, tells me that I'm a child of God. Thank you for leading that. If you line that hymn, it's just incredible. And I tell you, it about brings me out of my shoes. That should excite us this morning. And that is something, if you're a born-again believer this morning, top of the list, are you thankful for the miracle of salvation? Because it is a miracle. Incredible miracle in our lives. Undeserving, but thankful. Also, in sharing what I did on the One Call Now, and you heard, I guess, hopefully most of you or all of you got that. I prayed that the Lord would be merciful to us on behalf of Carol. It's not that we're any better than anybody else or more deserving, because we're not. He answered that prayer. Carol had been diagnosed with what's called a fatty liver. And some of you will be familiar with that or know about that, what that means. So we knew that, and I guess at the very least, we were probably expecting the biopsy to say something about that more severe than what we wanted it to be. And it can progress and become cirrhosis of the liver and so on, be pretty serious. So when the results came back, of course, number one, we were thankful that there was no cancer, because there's always that thought in your mind, what are they looking for? And so we were praising the Lord for that. But even the fatty liver was less than what we anticipated. And it's considered mild. And I want to say this morning that thanks be unto God who does things even greater than we anticipate. That's God. Amen. He's better than good. And He can do even more and abundantly than we would ever think. So we praise Him this morning. In our hearts, are with all those names that are mentioned. Okay, Ephesians 5, 15 to 20. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, bless His name, bless His word. All who are able, we ask you to kneel in prayer at this time.
I also want to say good morning to each of you. It's good to be in the house of God to worship our risen Lord and Savior together. The title of our message is Expressions of Thanksgiving. We want to look just briefly at why Thanksgiving is emphasized in Scripture. We want to talk about three hindrances to giving thanks. We want to talk about five expressions of thanksgiving. And then we want to close, talk about building a culture of thanksgiving inside the home. First of all, the emphasis on thanksgiving in Scripture. Already I wondered, I don't know if you ever did, why is Thanksgiving emphasized so much in Scripture to the degree it is? In Colossians 2, verse 7, it talks about abounding in thanksgiving. the emphasis is, you know, so much on just thanking God at all times. Ephesians 5, verse 20, giving thanks always for all things. In Colossians 4, verse 2, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Abounding, thanksgiving in everything, continually. I believe the reason thanksgiving is emphasized so much is because the opposite of a thankful mind is a proud mind. A person who feels he deserves everything will not be thankful. When self is placed on the pedestal of worship, we expect others to serve us and honor us. The proud do not thank others because they feel what they get, they're owed that. They deserve everything that they have. Scripture emphasizes a daily culture of thanksgiving, not just having a Thanksgiving Day. We are to have a minute-by-minute attitude of thanksgiving. Throughout this message, I want us to ask, do we have that daily attitude of thanksgiving? We want to look briefly at three hindrances to thanksgiving. And so the first hindrance to thanksgiving, as we already alluded to, is pride. Self deserves all. Therefore, self does not need to be thankful. It's an attitude of entitlement. I deserve everything. Someone said, a sinfully proud person puts the self and nothing else at the center of existence. A sinfully proud person is often not thankful because they are too busy being right, richer, louder, or in general, better than most, or so they think. The problem is that entitlement kills thankfulness. You can't be entitled and thankful at the same time. The two can't coexist. Nobody can say, I am so thankful for my life and many blessings, but still, the world owes me something. The more thankful you are, the more you realize how much has been given to you. Life, mercy, forgiveness, love, grace have all come from God in Jesus Christ. It is hard to feel entitled when you realize all is given from and by God, unquote. You feel you deserve good wealth, good health. You're entitled to having the money to pay the bills. Your house you own, you have a right to it. Your wife serving you, that's simply expected of her. You deserve the money in the bank because you earned it. And we grumble when we lack anything because our proud mind thinks we are entitled to it. The reality is we deserve nothing. The reality is that everything we have is a gift, undeserved, from God. James 1, verse 17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. Romans 11, verse 36, for of him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. God is everything. From him comes everything. He blesses us with our house, our wealth, our family, our job, our friends. We don't deserve it, but God chooses to give. Are we thankful? Or are you proud, ungrateful, grumbling that you don't have what you deserve? Someone said, pride slays thanksgiving, but a humble mind is the soil out of which thanks naturally grows. A proud man is seldom a grateful man. He never thinks he gets as much as he deserves, unquote. A second hindrance to thanksgiving is when we thank God for the seen, but not for the unseen. It's easy to thank God for getting blessed with material blessings. It's easy to thank God for that promotion at work. It's easy to thank God for our food. But what about the unseen? The promise of eternal life. The Holy Spirit is residing in you who are believers. Are we thankful for the rewards that Christ will someday give us? Are we thankful that the Spirit answers to the blood? Are we thankful God redeemed us from sin? Thankful for the promise that he will never leave us or forsake us? Thankful for heaven. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18, it says, And we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. The seen is temporary, but the unseen is eternal. In Colossians 1, verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. As a Christian, if I have nothing, I have everything. It's a paradox, but it's true. Take away my health and my wealth. Take away my wife and my family. Take away my home, my land, and my possessions. I have everything because I have Jesus. Do you believe that? I have the Holy Spirit. I have the promise of eternal life. But many times, we forget our focus on the unseen and only focus on the seen. How about you? Are you thankful for the unseen? A third hindrance to thanksgiving is that of being thankful for the extraordinary and not for the ordinary. A child might thank their parents for a new bike. A child might thank their parents for a special birthday gift, maybe for an expensive Lego set that they wanted. But they probably don't thank their mom when she makes their bed, or for the noon meal, or the clean clothes. But doesn't that describe us as adults with God and with others? When he showers us with a really special blessing, we take time to thank him, at least some of the time. But do we thank him for our home, our family, our clothes, and other ordinary things? Thank God for the comfort of a bed, a pillow soft beneath my head, the blanket warm, the elder down to cover me when I lie down. For the one who labors day by day, for the place of rest and place of play, the blazing fire and easy chair, all tokens of my Father's care. Helen Keller said, for three things I thank God every day of my life. Thanks that he has vouchsafed me knowledge of his works. Deep thanks that he has set me in darkness the lamp of faith. Deep, deepest thanks that I have another life to look forward to, a life joyous with light and flowers and heavenly song. Unquote. Hindrances to thanksgiving. Pride, the feeling of entitlement, not being thankful for the unseen, only being thankful for the extraordinary. We want to look briefly at five expressions of thanksgiving. At Yellowstone Park, there is a geyser called Old Faithful. I think we all heard of that. Some of you saw it. Deep in the earth, water is heated, and as the pressure increases, the steam and water come up and out. It's around every 63 to 70 minutes. It shoots out up to 8,400 gallons of hot water and steam. You see, what is inside the earth under pressure must come out. In the same way, it's impossible to have a thankful spirit inside you without a thankful expression coming out. Thankfulness inside will erupt in expressions of thanksgiving. A person who is thankful in their heart will express thankfulness, thanksgiving outwardly. Do you outwardly express thankfulness, or do others not see an outward expression because maybe you don't have a heart of thanksgiving? The first expression of thanksgiving is one I called praise. The expression of praise. Praise is expressing admiration for someone's character and works. It's thankfulness for who they are. Praise is thankfulness that lifts up the inward character and traits of someone. So I can say, I am thankful to God for healing Sharon. And I will praise God's person, his character and his attributes. God, you are good and loving. I praise you for healing. I could thank Sharon for keeping our home so clean, but also I could express it with praise and praise her for being a great woman who really cares and is a great wife. You see, praise doesn't just look at what a person has given you or how they served you or benefit you. Praise actually exalts, lift up the character of the person you are thankful for. In your thanksgiving, do you have expressions of praise? Praise for God? Praise for others? Secondly, thanksgiving expresses itself in testimony. The expression of testimony is sharing with joy how someone has blessed you word for word with detail. You can show thankfulness as a family by expressing testimony around the dinner table, telling your children how someone or how God has blessed you that day. You can do it with the congregation. You can do it with a neighbor. Psalm 35, verse 18. I will give thee thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among the people. Psalm 105, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. On the phone, you can be thankful by expressing testimony to someone else about how God has blessed you in a special way. At church on Wednesday night, you can give an expression of thanksgiving by sharing your testimony. The expression of testimony is putting thanksgiving in a story form. It articulates a chain of events. And it's a great way to help others fasten on your story. And in the end, they too feel thankful for what you are thankful for. Expressions of thanksgiving bring life to a conversation. We saw the expression of praise. We saw the expression of testimony. Next, we show thanksgiving by the expression of singing. In Scripture, when they were thankful, many times they expressed it with singing. In Psalms 30, verse 4 and 12, sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee, and not be silent, O Lord my God. I will give thanks unto thee forever. In Exodus 15, verses 1 and 2, we have this song of Moses. Praise about God's character. It's expression of thanksgiving. The song of Deborah in Judges 5. It praises the Lord for his deliverance. We have David's song of thanksgiving. 1 Chronicles 16, 23. In Psalm 111 is a song of thanksgiving. In Colossians 3, verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart to God. The expression of thanksgiving with singing. Hebrews 2, verse 12, saying, I will declare thy name unto the brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Psalms 147, 7. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our God. We know that in heaven, our thanksgiving will express itself by singing. So why not start now? Our praise in his attributes, our testimony about what he has done. Let's sing it. Let the melody roll out. Expressions of praise, expressions of testimony, expressions of singing. Another expression of thanksgiving is through prayer. What we have is prayer precedes thanksgiving, and prayer follows thanksgiving. We come to the Lord with our request. If God answers no, We thank him for knowing what's best for us. If God answers yes by prayer, we thank him for it. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 11, you also must help us by prayer. Why? So that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessings granted. In Psalms 118, verse 21, I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me. When we pray with thanksgiving, thankful we can come to him, thankful he knows about our need. When we pray with thanksgiving, rejoicing in what he has done, then we will also pray just thanking God for what he has done. E.M. Bounds said, prayer, praise, and thanksgiving all go in company. A close relationship exists between them. Praise and thanksgiving are so near alike that it's not easy to distinguish between them or define them separately. The scriptures join these three things together. Whenever there is true prayer, their thanksgiving and gratitude stand hard by, ready to respond to the answer when it comes. For as prayer brings the answer, so the answer brings forth gratitude and praise. As prayer sets God to work, so answered prayer sets thanksgiving to work. Thanksgiving follows prayer just as day precedes night. Unquote. Is it possible we don't pray with rejoicing more because we don't pray enough? A sister in this congregation, she recently shared with me a testimony of praise where prayer preceded and thanksgiving testimony followed. She said, quote, one time money was very tight. I prayed before shopping that God would provide. He did. A stranger handed me an envelope at the Aldi bagging table and said, Merry Christmas. It had $40 in it. It felt like a million. It was so neat. Unquote. How often a day do you express thanksgiving with prayer? How often a day do you express request of God, which results in thanksgiving to God? We saw hindrances to thanksgiving, pride. We are not thankful for what we think we deserve and are entitled to have. The hindrance of only thanking God for the seen. Ignoring our spiritual blessings, such as the Holy Spirit, ignoring our hope, our rewards, ignoring the blood, the blessings of being part of the kingdom of God. The hindrances of only thanking God for the extraordinary. When healing comes, when we feel blessed financially, we thank God. But what about the ordinary? Our house, our spouse, our warm bed. What is in us? It has to come out with expressions of thanksgiving. The expression of praise. Praise gives thanks for someone's character, attributes, or worth. The expression of testimony. Testimony is sharing with others praise and thanksgiving for what others and God have done for us through service or gifts. The expression of singing, our lips express songs from our hearts of thanksgiving and praise and gratitude. The expression of prayer, personally thanking God for what he has done for us and others. The fifth and last expression of thanksgiving is the expression through gifts, time, and service. When someone blesses us, we want to express thanks. And sometimes we do it with praise and expressions of gratitude. But sometimes the Lord puts in our heart to give something tangible, something that can be touched, something that can be given to another. And here's like some examples. would be an expression like a gift. Thank you for the thoughtful birthday card. I've picked out a small potted plant for you to brighten your day. That an offer of service. I really appreciate you helping me care for Mother last minute. Let me know if there's anything I can do to help you out next week. The expression of thanks with a gift card. I wanted to take a moment to express my gratitude for your support during a difficult time. This small gift card is a token of my appreciation. An offer of time. To thank you for your amazing help, I'd love to take you and your family to the Philadelphia Zoo next spring. In these examples, thanksgiving was expressed through the gift of a potted plant, an offer to help, a gift card, and a trip to the zoo. Sometimes it's given from husband to wife. Sometimes from wife to husband. Sometimes from one church member to another church member. It can be in any relationship. They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, sometimes a gift or action can mean the same with thanksgiving. Thankfulness can be expressed by gifts. It can be expressed by spending quality time. It can be expressed by acts of service. These expressions say, I didn't deserve what you did for me. I really appreciate it. This is my token of appreciation. I can never repay you, but this small gift is symbolic of my thankfulness. And much of our actions toward Christ can be expressions of thanks. I thought of that, the sister in Scripture, where her thankfulness to Christ was actually expressed in a couple different ways that we just mentioned. In Luke 7, verse 36, one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed him with the ointment. As a statement of thanksgiving and praise for Jesus, she gave a gift. She gave an act of service. She gave the gift of time to him. And brothers and sisters, we present our bodies to him as a living sacrifice, thankful for what Jesus has done for us. We give our time to him, our love, our gifts. To others, we express our thanksgiving in tangible ways. How are you with expressions of thanksgiving, with gifts, time, or service? Maybe you don't do that. Maybe you feel what you get, you deserve. Next, in closing, we want to look at building a culture of thanksgiving within the home. So what I'm asking here, does your family, your home environment, have a culture of regularly being thankful? In our homes, behind locked doors, does the father and the mother and the children regularly practice thanksgiving? Yes or no? Husbands and teens, about your wife, your mother. She spends all day doing diapers and dishes, picking up and playing with the children, wiping feet, faces, and wiping tables, settling disputes and discipline, getting groceries, grading homework. And brothers, when you get home from work, what do you say to her? What's for supper? Maybe you criticize your jeans weren't washed yet. You expect her to serve you since you were working all day. Or do you express thanks for what she did that day? Do you ever praise her character? Do you ever testify to others what a special wife you have? Do you ever thank her by taking her out on a date night or by getting her flowers or some other token of appreciation? And I know what some of you husbands are thinking. You think, I don't thank her, but she knows I'm thankful. Does she? Your silence is a way of saying you're not. She hears you expressing thanks for the latest hunting equipment you bought. She hears you expressing thanks to the man who left you hunt on his land. But she never hears your appreciation of her, your praise for her, your testimony for her, your gifts to her. And your silence digs deep into her heart. To you wives and the teens, your dad, your husband, he's working all day. And you probably don't know this, but a lot of dads struggle with their jobs. Some view themselves as failures because they're making less than a lot of other men they know. They compare themselves to others, and maybe they don't feel their job brings them value and worth. And at work, they struggle with relationships. They have a boss that is dominating or controlling. Or they have a boss who is passive, and then there's chaos at work. They have coworkers who backstab them. They worry they will not get promoted, and if they do, they don't know how it will go. Will they be able to handle it? And when they come home, do you wives right away criticize them for not fixing the bathroom sink? Do you unload on them, but never allow them to unload on you? Do you take his time at work for granted? Or do you express praise for him being such a manly provider and protector of the family? Do you tell others how hard he works and what he means to the family? Do you give him tokens of appreciation? Honey, I was busy today, but not too busy to make you this cheesecake. Maybe he's not all you dreamed of. But if he loves you, you have something to be thankful for. Do you thank him? Do you affirm his worth and value? Parents, about your children, if they get out of line, you tell them. You expect them to follow your family standards and the church standards. And when they don't follow these standards, you correct them. And as a parent, that is proper. But do you thank them for the stands for Christ that they do take? Do they hear you praise them? Our youth are facing situations and temptations that we never had to face. Many of today's youth feel value based on their social media status. Today's youth feel pulled towards sexual temptations that we never faced. Our youth can be tempted wherever their cell phones are present. Our sisters can struggle with how they dress because they don't want to be left out. Our youth have access to a million preachers on podcasts that are telling them to do this and to do that. And this is what to believe. They can listen to any style of music with ear pods and no one knows. Yet in all this, they are seeking to follow God in the way their parents taught them. They keep on trying. They keep on plugging away. And they need encouragement. Parents, have you thanked them for the stand they take? Do you praise their character, their heart of gold? Do you testify to others about how your children are committed to God? Have you thanked them with a token of appreciation? The home is to be a place of encouragement. Parents to children, husband to wife, wife to husband. Instead, many times we tear down instead of building up. It's pride. Maybe it's that we take for granted the ordinary. We just expect the ordinary. We just expect the diaper changing, expect that 8 hours of work. We just expect our children to take a stand. And so we don't thank, we don't praise, we don't testify, and in the process, we are tearing down. Is your home a culture of thanksgiving to God? Do we hear each other praising God and his attributes? Do we hear each other testifying how God has helped us to overcome sin, to overcome lust, to overcome pride, to overcome jealousy, to overcome broken relationships? Do we hear testimony about that within our homes? Do we testify about him, encouraging others in the family to keep trusting him? The family is to be a hub of service as we seek to love him who first loved us. It's to be a place of joy, a place of hymns, of praise songs, of singing praise to God. I thought of this illustration, just a brief illustration. Thanksgiving in a family is like the glaze on a donut. Thanksgiving makes family life taste so much better. And it's sad. In many Christians' homes, it's the opposite. There's silence as the family has a meal together. There's criticism instead of compliments. There's complaining instead of praise. There is pride and entitlement instead of humility and thanksgiving. And then we wonder why our children seek to find authentic spiritual life somewhere else in Christianity. Mom and Dad, is there any changes you need to make? All things are possible. Let's let go of pride. Let's today make a new start. Let's make it have a new beginning and show it with praise and testimony and songs and prayer and gifts.
Parents, how often have you said to your children when someone offers them a treat or another item, what do you say? Today, our Heavenly Father, through Brother Ray, says, what do you say? We often pray for God's will, seek God's will, desire God's will. But one thing for certain, what was shared today is already God's will. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I've been reminded I need to be more thankful. And hopefully as we approach a day set aside by our government specifically for Thanksgiving, it will be a reminder that every day of every week, of every month, of every year, we should give thanks in everything. There is an attitude and a spirit that comes from a thankful heart that's not dependent upon circumstances. So we can be enduring trials, hard times, difficulties, but there's always something for which we can give thanks. Let's do that at this time as we stand for prayer.